Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
Welcome to The Pulse, Talking Tech at MHC. My name is Annie Tucker, and I'm an instructional technologist with the EdTech team. Today, I'm interviewing my colleague, Matt Newman, instructional technologist for arts and media, about the animation stand in the media teaching area, or MTA. Today, we're interviewing live from the MTA. Matt, can you describe your history with the animation stand, including your personal interest, and talk a little bit about how you shepherded in the equipment to the MTA?
Yeah, great. Thank you, Annie. I'll just talk a little bit about my own personal interest and kind of how that led to bringing the animation stand into the media teaching area. So I have been really interested in animation for, a long time. My graduate thesis was actually a 20-minute stop motion animation film. And it was basically the first time I had ever done animation was for this project. And I just was really taken by what you could do using all these different elements and controlling them down to the sort of minute frame level when you're doing animation. So I had been working in stop motion animation for many years and had created different types of tools to do that in previous positions. And so when I started here at Mount Holyoke, one of the things that I came in really excited to do was try to get an animation stand going in the media teaching area, which is the lab that I oversee. I think even in my interview, I had started floating some ideas for, some different types of tools and things that I had worked on previously and how I might bring those into the Mount Holyoke realm. Early on our team would do these days that were sort of project days in which we kind of explored in depth, different tools or just something that we were interested in. So the very first one that I was a part of, I took the day and I really kind of mapped out what it would look like getting an animation stand and the software needed and, I kind of pulled things from some other departments that they weren't using and I made a pitch and then we, eventually within that first, 6 months of starting working, we had, a working animation stand in the MTA, and the specialty software that we use, which is called Dragon Frame Stop Motion Animation, it was great. I'm really excited that, we were able to get that up and running here.
Thank you, Matt. Can you talk a little bit about how the animation stand has been used?
Yeah, so it's been used in quite some interesting ways. One of the first things that we did as a team is we had an instructional session as a team in which I kind of went through and demoed it for our team members on the ed tech team. And then we had sort of an afternoon in which everybody kind of got together and did some animating on it. And I should say that this particular tool and the way that we use it, when I'm saying stop motion, I'm really talking about two-dimensional. It's an overhead camera that is attached to an arm, mounted onto an arm that you can move up and down. And you're taking single photos of, any different kind of materials that you want to give the appearance of movement to. In this case, with our team, we were doing cutout collage. So taking just all different types of cutout materials from magazines or old books and, all different kinds of things, and then animating them, making them move. And so that was really interesting. That was like the first thing we did. And then we started offering workshops to the community at large. And instead of just having a sort of a basic workshop, I've had this idea of doing a sort of what I'd like to call the animation-a-thon. And the animation-a-thon has been going now for, I think we've done it 4 times. And it's just like a really fun event in which we invite anybody from the community to stop by over a 2 to 3 hour period. And we give them a kind of quick run through on the tool itself, how it works. And then we kind of just let them explore it. And we've always had like really good turnouts, and people kind of collaboratively work together to create short animations. A lot of times it's people that haven't used the tool before. So they're really exploring it for the first time. It's really fun to see people doing that and really getting into it. So we've done that. We've also, some classes have gotten into using the animation stand. And I can talk about a couple of those at this point, I guess. Yeah. So, we've had a couple different classes. One class was a studio art class, and it was an alternative printmaking course in which students were sort of taking these different types of printmaking techniques that they learned in this course, all different kinds of things from sort of like printing with, cutting out potatoes, or like all different, types of kind of alternative printmaking techniques. And then taking the output from those, the prints that they were making, and kind of bringing that into the moving image realm by using the stop motion animation stand that we have here. So they would come with these different prints or kind of part components of these prints, and they would animate them using the animation stand. And it really, I didn't actually get to see any of the finished work, but I saw a lot of the stuff they were working with in the space, and some really, just really interesting and beautiful artwork that we're then able to kind of bring into the animated world. So that was really cool. There's also been a couple of first year seminar courses that have used animation stand, and they kind of used it to create animation that was also then edited kind of in conjunction with live action video that they were shooting as well. One of the courses was a course on the science of psychopharmacology So vastly different from, you know, the kind of studio art world. But, you know, really, it's just, it's a tool and a way to bring movement to, you know, any different types of material that you have.
It's great to hear more about how classes are using the animation stand and the MTA. On a related note, I'm currently working on a long-term digital mapping project and plan to incorporate a stop-motion animation into it using the animation stand. Can you speak to any other alternative or unusual uses of the equipment?
Yeah, that's really interesting. So yeah, there has been a geology professor that has been using the stand to take these extremely close-up, high-definition still photos of rock specimens that were on loan from a museum. Essentially, they're using the stand just to take individual photos as opposed to using it for animation. And then they were using those still photos to measure certain aspects of the specimens. So I thought that was a really interesting use of that tool outside of the animation realm. And then we've also done some, we did one workshop that was specifically dedicated to alternative animation methods. And so people were using all different kinds of materials that they collected and gathered. Part of the workshop was for them to go outside and gather, you know, like leaves and rocks and grass. And we were using clay for like claymation. So just trying to think about different types of uses for the animation stand. And that was really cool. We got a lot of different types of objects that people were using to kind of zoom all around the screen. It was really fun stuff.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I'm always happy to talk about the media teaching area and the different tools that we have here, and specifically the animation stand. Really fun. Thanks. Hello, Matt here with one thing you should know about LITS. Community members can make an appointment with a technologist, research librarian, archivist, or the help desk through the LITS website. Start at lits.mtholyoke.edu. Scroll down to see our featured resources and click on Make an Appointment.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Sky, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, the first university computer science program in the United States was founded in 1962. Which university holds this claim to fame? And the answer, Purdue University. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. What was the name of the earliest personal computer? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team.